Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Worried now, but it won't be worried long. I went across the river, I lay down to sleep. Went across the river, and I lay down to sleep. Went across the river, and I lay down to sleep. When I woke, had shackles on my feet. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. The train that I ride is 16 coaches long. The girl I love is on that train and gone. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried. Down the track as far as I could see, a little hand was a waving back at me. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Takes a worried man, sing a worried song. Worried now, but I won't be worried.
Folks, at this time, we'd like to introduce you to the gentleman standing center stage, and he's been heading up this group since 1946, and if my mathematics is right, that makes 57 years in this business. During that time, he's achieved a lot of honors and awards that he's very proud of, and I'd like to mention just a few of them right now. In 1976, he was presented with the Honorary Doctorate of Music from Lincoln Memorial University in Harrogate, Tennessee. And in 1984, the President of the United States presented him with the National Heritage Fellowship Award. In the year 2000, he was inducted into the world-famous Grand Ole Opry, and that same year, the United States Library of Congress voted him a living legend. What?
Rag on me.
What?
Rag on me.
I'm doing my best. As you all probably know, he won the Grammy for the best male vocal country performance, and I believe in the year 2001, that was for his work on the soundtrack of the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? This past year, he won the Bluegrass Grammy again for his work on the album that he recorded with Jim Lauderdale called Lost in the Lonesome Pines. And the past few years, he's finally started to get some of the recognition that he's long deserved. It's a great honor and a privilege to stand here tonight and introduce to you one half of the original Stanley Brothers, the legendary Dr. Ralph Stanley.
In Constanza, ladies and gentlemen, it's real good to be here with you tonight, and we hope you'll enjoy some of the old-time mountain style, what they call bluegrass music. You know, this makes my third time to sing and play in London. 1966, I was here in the Royal Albert Hall in 1966, and I guess 10 years ago we played the Queen Elizabeth Hall, and now I'm back tonight for the third time. But I've been in England four times. We played up in Edale at a big bluegrass festival in 1991. Right now I'd like to do you a song that I won the Grammy on, and a song that I had the privilege of singing on the soundtrack of Old Brother, Where Art Thou? So James, you hit me a big G.
Hit that again. You know, after that soundtrack sold 7 or 8 million copies, yeah. T-Bone Burnett from Hollywood, California, he produced that soundtrack. He said, told me he'd like to produce a whole album or CD with me. Said he'd find me a lot of old-time songs. And I told him I'd be glad to, so he found me the old-time songs, and I recorded it, and it's out now. It's been released. And the title of that CD is just Ralph Stanley, because I did all the singing by myself. The Girl from the Greenbrier Shore. Was in the year of 92, in the merry month of June, I left my mother and my home so dear to go with the girl from the Greenbrier Shore. My mother dear, she said to me, said, son, don't you go, don't leave your mother with the girl from the Greenbrier Shore. But I was young and reckless too, I craved reckless life, I left my mother and my home so dear, and I chose that girl to be my wife. Thank you. twirl like a red, red rose. That girl I love from the Green Bar Show. Hearts rolled on. The girl from the Green Bar Show. I recorded a hymn, a gospel song, on that same CD. I'd like to try to do it for you right now. It's called Lift Him Up. That's all. When Jesus was around here on this land, he certainly did do his Father's command, because he knew that he was his Father's only son. He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name a-ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When Jesus met the woman at Jacob's well, he certainly did have a sweet message to tell. The woman commenced to wonder, because he was a Jew, he came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name a-ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When she learned that it was Jesus, she ran into the town, saying, come and see a man who told me all that I had done. Is this not the messenger they call Christ? He came to draw men unto him. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name a-ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. When he asked her for some water, her sin she tried to hide. She commenced telling the Savior all about race pride. But woman, if you only knew the gift of God, I came to draw men unto me. Oh, lift him up, that's all. Lift him up in his word. If you tell the name of Jesus everywhere, if you keep his name a-ringing everywhere that you go, he will draw men unto him. Thank you. Now we'd like to do a song from her latest gospel release. And this one's called A Robin Build a Nest on Daddy's Grave. Springtime is a-comin' in the mountain by river on the hill where Daddy lay. All the songbirds were singing and a robin built a nest on Daddy's grave. I planted Dad a rose some time ago. Oh, the rose I ate did grow. Springtime has come, I'm glad to say. Gospel song, if it's all right. Do you like the gospel music, the hymns?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to use a paper for this one. I know the words to this, but you know when I get up in front of a large crowd like I see tonight, sometimes I get scared and forget the words. So that's why I use this scotch here. This one's called Daddy's Wildwood Flower. Mama was his wildwood flower, my daddy used to say. And to prove to her he loved her, he'd play every day. Mom would look at him and smile and say, God bless my man. I don't regret one single time that I gave him my hand. The wildwood flower was his favorite song. When he played for mama, our house became a home. Mom took sick and passed away. This was his darkest hour. He came home that very day and played the wildwood flower. Time went by and he grew old. He'd sit and play for hours. Memories of Mom on his old guitar, he played the wildwood flower. The wildwood flower was his favorite song. When he played for Mama, her house became a I'd like you to listen to the words real close in this next verse, and it tells you exactly where all of the power comes from. One night as I walked by his house, I thought I heard his song. I heard Mama talking, but Mom had long been gone. I looked through the window and saw God's mighty power. There sat Mom with Daddy, he was playing the wildwood flower. The wildwood flower was his favorite song. When he played for Mama, our house became a home. As he grew old, he could play no more, and his mind began to fade. We'd often find him in the field, he seemed so old and frail. One day we couldn't find him, and after many days, found him lying with the wildwood flowers up on Mama's grave. The wildwood flower was his favorite song. When he played for Mama, we'd like to have a good old-time fiddle tune. So, Todd, do you think you could take care of that?
I think I'll try.
Think you'll try?
I'll try a bit.
You want to dedicate to all you can folks out here?
Yeah, sure will.
Okay, do my favorite, if you will.
All right, Ralph, I'll do it. It's called Angeline the Baker. Thank you.
thank you, Angeline. I mean, Todd. I'd about to forget your name and call you Angeline. Well, that's all right. Now we'd like to do a duet. That'll bring John Rigsby and me in on this. The Stanley Brothers recorded many years ago. Called Let Me Love You One More Time.
Let me be a saint.
Well, Polly, pretty Polly, that never can be. Polly, pretty Polly, that never can be. Your past reputation's been trouble to me. Song that won the best bluegrass album of the year with Patti Loveless helping me sing it. Any of you heard of Patti Loveless?
Yeah.
Okay, she's coming to my festival next year to sing that with me. So we'll be telling you about the festival just a little bit later on. Now, boys, has any of you got a request? Did I hear Rank Stranger first? Okay. Rank Stranger.
Half chord.
No, it's not needed now. I'll try it. If I found that, I'll
how would it be?
Rank Stranger.
Get mad, you'll have to whoop me.
Oh, I know.
Long way from home to get whooped, ain't it?
I know it.
Now, we're just kidding.
Yeah.
Rank Stranger. I wandered again home in the mountains where the year's early dawn. I looked for my friend, but I never could find him. I found they were all rank strangers to me.
Everybody I met seemed to be a rank stranger.
They've all moved away, said the voice of a stranger to a beautiful home by the bright crystal sea. Some beautiful day I'll meet them in heaven where no one will be.
Their face.
I found they were
about this time in the show every night, we call on Jack Cook for a solo. So, Jack, have you got a special one you'd like to do for the folks tonight?
Let's do the Long Black Bell, Al.
That's a good song.
10 years ago, on a cold, dark night, someone was killed beneath the town hall light. There were few at the scene, but they all agreed that the slave who ran looked a lot like me. The judge said, son, what is your alibi? You were somewhere else, then you won't have to die. I spoke not a word of the good men alive. I had been in the arms of my best friend's wife. She walks these hills in a long
learn that song. That's a good song. You didn't write that, did you?
No, I didn't write that. I started singing way back in the 50s, right about 56 or 7, somewhere along there, 1956 and 7. And Lefty Frizzell, the first one I ever heard singing.
Is that right?
The Long Black Bell, yeah.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 92 going on 93.
I didn't think you were singing in the 50s.
Very young.
I had a request to do some picking on the banjo, clawhammer. Has any of you folks ever heard clawhammer picking?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I used to play the banjo all the time till a gentleman came along, could beat me all to pieces, so I quit. So I play a little the old time way. I'm not too good on that anymore because fingers are stiff.
Well,
I tell you, I used to really pick that when I was young. Oh, I could do what? I thank you. Appreciate it. Now we'd like to, how many of you remember the Stanley Brothers? We started this, my brother and me started this band in 1946, and my brother Carter passed away in 1966. That was the year that we came to Europe. I forget how many. We stayed 21 days, played all over Europe, Germany, Switzerland, Sweden, and Denmark, and all over Scotland, everywhere, London, England, just about everywhere, 21 days. What we want to do now is to do this song. Was sung on "Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?" And it's a gospel song, and it's by the Stanley Brothers. You know, Carter passed away in 66, but we recorded this song in 1954 on Mercury Records. And they went back and got that old tape and put it on the soundtrack of "Old Brother." It's the very last song that you'll hear on the soundtrack of "Old Brother." Just as they start putting up the credits on the screen, telling who did this and who done that and so forth. Angel Band. Drive. I'll tell you what you do. You get a hold of some of these promoters over here, and we are glad to come back anytime they want to. Have you enjoyed our show?
Yeah!
We certainly enjoyed trying to pick and sing for you. The old-time, simple, old-time, I call it mountain music, because I was playing this music long before it was called bluegrass. And I still play the same style that I played and started in 46. I only have done my best to improve it all that I could and hope I have some. So speaking for all of the fellas and myself, after John Rigsby brings the mandolin up and starts this tune off, and all the fellas will join in and help him on it, we'll say good night, so long, and God bless you. Thank you. Dram glass in her hand. She's drinking away trouble. She's a courting another man. Lay down your life. Little Maggie gonna dance for daddy. Listen to that old five ring. Go away, go away, little Maggie. Go do the best you can. I'll get me another woman. You can get you another man.